Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust.
Woo!
Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
With Aaron Rodgers. Depends who you trust. Depends who you trust. Trey Wingo said it was a done deal. Ian Rappaport refuted that, said nothing's happened. Shefty says there's mounting indications that Rodgers will go to the Jets. Nobody knows. I don't know if Aaron knows. But we do know that Mark Murphy doesn't want Aaron Rodgers back in Green Bay. We don't know if Matt LaFleur does. You could vote for that on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, or give us a call, 800-990-3776. And when and how are we going to find out? Is it going to be tomorrow on McAfee?
Always assume with Aaron Rodgers, it's going to be longer than you think.
We're there. It's longer than we thought. You think he would break his own timeline? Because I agree. I think by Wednesday, he could make the argument that his timeline was Wednesday.
I just don't think that. I think the necessity to be right now is just he could want to wait and say he's going to retire, and so the Jets have to give up less. I just don't think there's that big a rush to do it. To say, okay, now we know he's not going to the Jets. I don't know when that date is, but I think it's a lot later than. There are just a lot of options. I mean, what's anybody going to do? Say he says, I'm going to retire.
And we also know all the guys that he wants to bring to New York aren't guys that are necessarily going to have a buzzing free agent market.
You could have just said a free agent market. Yes, 800-990-3776.
I want to know why, and they didn't, the guy, whoever did those reports did a pretty good for the girls' high school, whatever, ask him, but why do you not want him back? If you ask, why do they not want him back?
Couldn't agree more, Homer.
No, I just want to know why.
It doesn't make sense.
I can accept it and disagree with it. I don't think it's unreasonable. I've always believed that he took Jordan Love because he was amazed that a quarterback that good was available that late, and he was too good to pass up, and he really likes him. But I want to know why. Has it always been now?
I'll give you the answer I gave earlier. I think it's because they don't think they're good enough to win a Super Bowl next year with Rodgers.
So might as well start the rebuild.
Rebuild and see what you have with 2 years of Jordan Love. It's the only logical explanation.
Because they know it takes time because it took time even for Rodgers.
Yeah, and so if you don't think, hey, we're going to be good enough next year, and you're not willing to go all in to sell out the way that the Rams of the aforementioned Rams are, then all of a sudden you're looking at it saying, what are we doing? Like, you don't want to play.
Because they bought into last year what everybody said when they had the second best defense in the league. So they thought.
I think that when they signed Rodgers, they didn't think that they were going to bungle the Davante Adams play the way that they did. And if they did, they thought they'd be able to bring in somebody else. I mean, you go back and you read the way that everyone was talking. It was like, oh, we're not done. Just wait until you see what we're going to do. And then they spent two first-round picks on two Georgia defensive players. If last year, for instance, if they would have moved one of those first round picks for AJ Brown, which was the cost for AJ Brown, and you bring him in as your number one, that team feels and looks a whole lot different.
Yes.
And they didn't. Let's go to Joseph.
But they've never done that. Ever. So I don't. I mean, I'm of the group that said you just smoke and crack with your grandma. That's not how they run their franchise.
It's what I continue to go back to is maybe the most confounding part about all of this to me is if you knew that this was your 1 year you were going to have Rodgers, why not make Devontae hold out? He's not going to pass up a $20 million payday.
Right, and it's important people understand they could have made him play for the Packers.
Yeah, he didn't have a choice. They could have made him play for 2 years.
Yes.
But this next year, you're paying him top five wide receiver money, which you were willing to do anyway.
Right.
He might have been a little upset with you, but you wouldn't have gone 8-9. You wouldn't have gone 8-9. Joseph in Milwaukee, right, Joshy?
Correct.
Joseph in Milwaukee. Thanks for waiting. What do you got for us? You got a question?
Yeah, just one quick question. We talk about Mark Murphy making decisions and about Gutekunst making decisions, and I feel like they're both on the chopping block, basically.
They're not on the chopping block. Yeah. They're not close to it. If
Murphy has like forced retirement,
but no,
in 3 years.
It's just they won 13 games. Like they, if this year stinks, then you can think about putting some pressure the following year. But they're not,
I feel like there needs to be a voice of the shareholder as well. And if the shareholder is
I'm sorry,
is an
come
owner,
on.
Then why not? Why
a
not
voice
throw that
of the you can't believe
Thank
that.
You, for the call.
You can't believe that. Voice of the shareholders?
We've talked about the triumvirate before. Why not make it the quadumvirate?
The factual inaccuracy of the shareholders are the owners is, I think, where that question falls apart. The shareholders are not the owners. The shareholders helped fund the Packers.
Yes.
In the same way that, micro boosters of any college program help fund the program, you don't have a whole lot of say. If I give my $50 to the Varsity Collective to the UW-Madison, they ain't listening to who I want to recruit.
They're just helping.
They're just taking your money and spending it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
I think it should.
You think the fans should? It should be like that fan football league that I'm guessing is out of business now. You remember that? Where it was like fans could call in plays for the coaches.
I think they should count as a quarter of the vote when there's big decisions.
Paul in a car. Welcome to Scals and Bros, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Well, first I want to say I'm not part of Rogers' inner circle, but I think this whole holdup, this is just speculation, is that deep down he really does not want to play for the Jets. And I think that's where the holdup in this whole thing is taking place, is he really doesn't want to play there. He wants to play in Green Bay, and if that's not going to happen, I got a feeling he might just hang it up, which I've never thought before. But the more this is delayed, the only reason he hasn't made a decision is because I don't think he wants to play there.
Thank you for the call. I tend to agree. I don't think he's excited about playing for New York.
How are you there this fast? They got months before they play again.
If you were committed to the... Now, I'm not saying he won't potentially change his mind, but he's not all in on the Jets right now. Otherwise, what's he waiting for?
I don't
it
know,
benefits
but it's not...
the Jets if he commits earlier.
I mean, I think just like the Packers understand that Rodgers is always mad about something, the Jets understand when you get in with Ray, it could take forever.
But I'm not talking about the Jets. I'm talking about one man, Aaron Rodgers. We all know how competitive he is. We all know how smart he is.
Right.
If he's saying, I know I'm going to end up with the Jets, him getting to the decision before the tampering periods, before free agency started today, I'm going to stop using tampering period because it's just free agency. There's no such thing as legal tamper, and tampering in itself is not legal.
Inherently illegal.
Free agency started today. Guys are already signed.
Right.
Like, the better players in free agency are already committing themselves elsewhere, right? If they wanted to go out and get a left tackle, you've got a couple off the board already. So now, all of a sudden, you're hurting the team that you're now going to when you're as competitive
Again,
and smart as him.
I don't think he views it as hurting them that much. I don't think that it's life or death for the Jets that he has to decide. I don't think it's life or death for the Jets if he waits until the 1st of May to decide.
But if he wants to be a Jet, what is he waiting to decide? Packers don't want him. Jets want him. If he wants it to be a Jet, then if he's already has made that decision, what would he be waiting for?
If he waits, doesn't he help the Jets give less to the Packers?
If he really waits. I mean, if he drags this thing out past the draft, then conceivably the Packers ain't getting the first round pick for the Jets for this year. And that could be more talent there.
Okay,
well, that was a speculation of Wilde and Tausch this morning, 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But you'd have to kind of play retirement, like, hey.
I just would see Rodgers saying, and it just ain't that damn big a deal that I have to do it right now. And I'm still thinking about my life. I don't know. The hardest thing in the world is trying to figure out Rodgers. I just think the premise that everything has to be done doesn't fit him and doesn't necessarily – There's a lot of time before they play football. I don't think the negative is as negative as you talk. Oh, they got to have this so that if they want this, they can do this.
I'm not saying it's as negative, right? I think if you were to tell me that Rodgers is sitting there saying, I don't want to play for the Packers because they don't want me. I'm not sold on the Jets. Let's see how everything shakes out. Maybe there'll be a third or fourth team that comes in. I'd buy that. But if you're like, he's all in on the Jets, maybe he's evil enough or evil's the wrong word. Maybe he's Machiavellian enough to say, you know what? I'm going to play this string out, hurt the Packers more, help the Jets more, and really stick it to everybody, including the media who have all said all these things like they've known. Maybe. Let's go to Frank in Port Washington. Frank, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. What do you got?
Hey, Homer, you said why now. I think it's still the same reason as why they drafted Love. I know you think they couldn't pass on Love, and that's an element of it. But I firmly believe that Rodgers is driving us nuts. We got to get away from this guy. And that contributed to them picking Love, and it's why Murphy, although I think he probably misspoke, I don't think he's that shrewd and evil saying that we don't want him back, but we would take him back. I think that was a misspeak. He might have been thinking that, but I mean, that's not what he meant.
It's even worse if he misspeaks, Frank, because he knew the question was coming. If I know you're going to ask me a question and I bungle the answer, it's even worse than like me saying the right answer, isn't it? You're the face of one of the historic franchises in all of American sports who is willingly putting yourself in front of a microphone and camera knowing a question's being asked. If your first deal is to misspeak, that's not good.
I have no answer because I just think he just doesn't view it as that important. Like, what's important is what we're doing privately.
Murphy?
Yeah, and what we're trying to figure out and deal with this. And whatever I say in the public, it's whatever. The issue is, what are we trying to resolve and what's going on behind the scenes? But he could be that stupid, I guess.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Teddy in Watertown. Teddy, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. What do you got?
So I got two things. One, I think the reason you get rid of Rodgers now is because the Packers, that's all they try to do is win championships. And I think they can see the writing on the wall that with Rodgers, without Rodgers, doesn't really matter. This isn't a championship roster. So they're trying to dump him to somebody where, hey, maybe we can get a couple of picks, maybe kickstart the rebuild, maybe, you know, find a gem in the second round, maybe even that first round pick to help get him there a little faster. And two, I think Rodgers has made up his mind. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. He just loves the fact that no matter what TV you turn on, radio station you turn on, you know, people tweeting about it online, everything's, what is Rodgers going to do? What is Rodgers going to do? What is Rodgers going to do? And I think, you know, with the tampering period, you have all that other news going on, but he was always kind of the underlying, you know, the big thing that everybody's waiting for. And I think he's waiting because he's probably making calls like Florio said to other players saying, hey, what can I work out? Who can I get to the Jets so that I can potentially win the championship in one big year in 2023?
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, Teddy in Watertown.
I can accept anything. Yeah, it could be. I don't know how anybody knows.
Nobody does.
But everybody is asked in our business. They're being asked. You got to put something up there.
Have to. It's your job.
Right.
But you're mining for information that, like it's getting water out of a rock. You can keep mining. Hey, I think progress is mounting.
And I do think that Rodgers is amused by all of this. Like there's when a level of when you're in, I haven't been a part of this very often, but when you are in a part of something, it generally takes place long before anybody. And then you just kind of watch to see what people say. And you go like, wow, where the hell did they come up with that one? Wow, that's amazing. And it's just, and by the time it actually occurs where the event takes place, the people have almost moved on to something else. We addressed that 3 weeks ago, and then it finally comes out in the public. And so they're...
Given the fact that Aaron Rodgers is liking tweets on Twitter today, he's definitely paying attention.
Yeah.
This isn't just Tom Fanning forwarding him
saying. I think he's amused by it. I think there's a part of him that just loves, just wants to look at them and go, people that he knows, like, how could you be so stupid? Like, to think that or to write? Like, how do you come up with that? I thought you were better than that.
Yep. I think you're on to something.
Been told that by him. I know the feeling.
And you know who else is on to something? Cedar Ridge. Cedar Ridge Distillery. Their original 86 bourbon is the best-selling bourbon in Iowa for the third year in a row. Now making a home in Wisconsin. One of my favorites from Cedar Ridge, the Quintessential, one of the highest awarded American single malts of 2022. I could not recommend it enough if you're a fan of single malts. Top 8 whiskey of 2022 by Wine Enthusiasts. It's the best American single malt of the year by the John Barleycorn Awards. Each batch expertly crafted, aged in non-climate and controlled rickhouses. Midwest weather exposes them to temperature swings of over 100 degrees each year, resulting in a unique flavor profile that can't be achieved in other climates. They manage every step of production from grain to glass. We've been there to the distillery. It's awesome. Always small batch and non-chill filtered. You can learn more at CedarRidgeDistillery.com. But what you really need to know is it tastes good. Check out the Quintessential Single Malt from Cedar Ridge. Pick up any Cedar Ridge and tell us about it. In Milwaukee, Discount Liquor in Waukesha and Milwaukee. In Madison, check out Steve's Liquor and Buck and Honey's. 800-990-3776. We will keep talking with you, the Scalzo and Brust family, next, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
Dope weed guy. Weed guy. We'd love a weed guy. Weed guy.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just let me cry.
Aaron Rodgers, you can vote on the poll at Scalzo and Brust on Twitter. As Homer believes that Matt LaFleur wants Aaron Rodgers back as quarterback next season, I agree.
All right, but I want Jay's come up, but I need my list of, we've talked about, like, of the reporters who've said things. Like, it started with Trey Wingo, who said it's done, right?
Yes, it did. Trey Wingo said done. Said Rodgers going to the Jets. Ian Rappaport said nope. Nothing's happened. Said, I wish it did, but nothing's happened.
And then didn't...
Shefty said there's mounting indications that Rodgers is heading to the Jets.
Okay.
Florio said that Rodgers is actively recruiting players to the Jets, although he's not a newsbreaker, so I take that with a grain of salt. I apologize. I know, Joshy, that's your guy. And Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson, both young players for the Jets, were celebrating with tweets that made it sound like they believed that Aaron was heading to New York.
Now, were they the ones that burned the in the past?
Sauce Gardner burned the cheesehead. Okay. Garrett Wilson tweeted something like, great, now I can start on my vacation. You should see how big my smile is.
So from our standpoint, Wingo, Rappaport, and Shefty, they're the top three, right, of the group that we've had. Yeah. And Florio's not.
Pulisero is kind of in that same.
Yes, as he said. Good.
What's the latest from him, Josh?
I don't think he's said much. Pulisero got a phone call while live on NFL Network, and it was a two-word phone call, and they just said not done, to which he hung up the phone and reported that directly.
All right. Because to me, this is all about now keeping track and seeing who's – nobody's really said enough to put themselves on the line other than Trey Wingo, because he said it's done.
He said it's done.
He didn't say close to done. He said done.
And yet, It's not done.
It's not done. But if it, let's say it happens tonight or tomorrow, can he then still say he was right? How long does he get when he says it's done before he's wrong?
Oh, he'll take victory laps.
I don't
the
ask
whole time.
Him. I'm asking you. When?
End of the day.
So it's got to be today.
Yeah.
All right.
But you know, Rodgers, see, I don't know what his deal with Wingo is. If it was one of the other ones, he might come out and just be like, nah, that was not done when he said it, just to spite him. So that people know, you know, that no,
well, no,
I didn't tell anybody.
I just want to know what's fair and what the standard is. I don't know. I would say if it, given Rodgers' standard, which is different, that if it's within 24 hours, I'll say Trey Wingo had it right.
All right. I think that's fair as well.
All right.
SmartSpacesWI.com. SmartSpacesWI.com. You should learn about Smart Spaces. They helped us with our office build out at the 3rd Street Market Hall at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Implement the right technology for our team, right? Today's world is virtual. You've got hybrid work environments. You've got virtual work environments. Your company's space needs to be smarter, technologically integrated, and able to perform beautifully across all virtual meeting environments. It's what we have here so that our team can do what they do best every day and not fumble over the tough technology challenges that really do exist. Smart Spaces gets you the right technology for the right reasons with a listen-first culture. They listen to your business's needs and provide seamless solutions for your office while integrating technology seamlessly into your interior, growing your culture along the way. Check out SmartSpacesWI.com. Again, SmartSpacesWI.com to see how they can help you just as they've helped us. Jason Wilde helps us sort things out next. It's Scalzo and Ross, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Ross.
This is what happens when we leave those two together.
What did we do? We didn't do anything.
You guys?
I don't know if
we
Ben
got Aaron Rodgers' number one supporter and Brian
dumber.
Gutekunst's number one supporter.
You guys create a super soldier of stupidity over there.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Ross podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't need drama. I just need one word to get to you. Tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm that cry for you. And every Saturday night that you ain't keep my tears blue. And these blinding lights, they shine so bright like
Scalzo and Ross, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. No Brust, Homer in his place. Homer and Tony, weekdays 2 to 4, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. As we welcome in our friend and teammate, Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch every day, 9 to noon across these stations. You can read him at the Wisconsin State Journal and The Athletic as Homer passionately asserted all weekend long. And I agree, Jason, he is the guy when it comes to covering the Green Bay Packers. That's why we call him our Packers
nice
guy.
Yeah, that's nice. How you guys doing?
I said it too. No, I'm just kidding. I won't pull the brust on you. Jason, what is the latest? Help us make sense. We read all the different reports that have coming out here. We're not asking you to break the news, but like, what is the latest in your mind as we get through the ups and downs, twists and turns of the Aaron Rodgers saga as free agency is underway?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the latest is. And neither does anyone else, right? I mean, I'm guessing because our buddy Trey Wingo has been pretty good so far, that he's got someone. I think it's someone close to Rodgers. I don't think it's a Jets person. I think it's someone close to Rodgers. I don't know if that person is inner circle or first electron shell or what exactly that person is, but you know, he's been right on a lot of stuff with Rodgers. So I mean, do I think he might have the person who talked to him might have jumped the gun? Possibly. You know, it's just such an echo chamber on social media that it's really hard to figure out exactly what's going on. I heard Joshy mention that Pelissero took a call on air and that the it was a two-word call, not done. Do I think it's going to get done between now and the start of the new league year at 3 o'clock on Wednesday? Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. I can tell you what I told Homer and Tony earlier, and that was I texted Rodgers after the Trey Wingo thing came out. I tried to be clever while also being respectful. I said, Trey Wingo says it's done. I would like to confirm if it is. you're the only one in your inner circle that I know, winky face. Because he's so adamant about, if you're not talking to somebody in my inner circle, you don't know bleepity bleep bleep bleep. I don't think Pat McAfee's in the inner circle. I don't think Trey Wingo's in the inner circle. As I told Homer, I'm not sure if Andy and Sue North, who love him dearly and are kind of like surrogate parents to him, I don't even know if they're in the inner circle, like inner circle, that would be hearing what he's thinking about. And if they were, Andy and Sue would never betray any sort of confidence there. So I honestly don't know where things stand. And anybody who claims that they do is at worst premature, or at best premature, and at worst getting bad information possibly for someone.
All right, let him vote on the poll question.
Homer, I'm not even going to say anything. Who does Matt LaFleur prefer as the quarterback in 2023 for the Packers?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I've talked to a few people in the last week or so that are of the belief that Matt LaFleur still knows that Aaron Rodgers gives him the best chance to win and is in a bit of a pickle. For most snap pickling company, because I think he also is kind of tired of being stepped on or walked over, or whatever phrase you want to make it, thrown under the bus in press conferences. I think he still believes that he's better off with Rodgers, but I don't think it's nearly as passionate of a position as it has been in the past. I think he probably, if he's being honest, and he would never say this, maybe Mark Murphy would say it publicly for him when he wasn't supposed to, but I think Matt's probably got some concerns about how good Jordan Love is going to be. They've talked a lot about how much he's improved, and there's no doubt that he has. But, you know, the people that I'm always leery of, and I'll say this about Rodgers, too, and I would say this to his face. You know, I watched him talking with Brandon Marshall on the I Am Athlete on the Go podcast, you know, saying, I'm not bitter, I'm not resentful. I'm always leery of people that keep saying what they are or aren't, or people who keep talking as if they are convincing themselves of something. And I think sometimes he does that. And I definitely think Goody does that. I think Goody, I've brought this up a million times, and I'm probably going to bring it up again a bunch of times if this trade goes through. You know, Goody said to us at the bye week, I learned when I first set foot in the building that whatever comes with having a great quarterback, it's worth it. And either he was trying to convince himself of that when he said it, he no longer thinks Rodgers is a great quarterback, which I think is a very dangerous position to hold. Or he is disobeying that because he's sick of everything that comes with dealing with Aaron Rodgers. So there's that. And then all this happy talk about how much Jordan has improved. Like, go back and look at the quotes after the Philly game. Like, Matt LaFleur, for one, was downplaying the significance of just what those 10 snaps and those 9 passes meant. No doubt he played well in that time. But, again, I think we need to be very, very careful about listening to people who may not fully believe what they're saying themselves and might be trying to convince themselves of certain things.
Could it also be that LaFleur doesn't have any power? He's the head coach,
right,
but Goody's in charge.
Sure.
And, like, hey,
no doubt.
And you brought it up first where – I'm not going to the combine. I'm not going to go there and lie and, you know, say, or I'm just not going to be a party to this whole thing because I don't have any say. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is with both teams. The GM decides in the end who the players are.
Yeah, I don't, I'll be honest, I don't think Goody gives a damn what he thinks.
What LaFleur thinks?
Yeah.
Really? Has it always been that way? Tell me more.
No, that is the sense I get from talking to people. Again, if Goody would like to refute that.
And has it always been that way, or something happened?
Homer, I don't know the answer to that. I think that that's a difficult spot for Matt to be in, and I don't think it's, you know, I am a big fan of collaboration. Matt LaFleur, let me be very, very, very clear before this takes on a life of its own, like other things I've said on the radio, like Jordan Love would most likely ask for a trade. Matt LaFleur has never, ever, 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 ever said to me, Goody doesn't care what I think. That has never happened. So that is the reality. But there are people who have given me the impression that they just, he's got no interest in what Matt's got to say. And he's going to do what he wants to do regardless. And if that's the case, then it doesn't matter if Matt LaFleur has reservations about Jordan Love or not, because the guy who drafted Jordan Love has made up his mind that it's time for him. So, you know, again, I do think, though, that Matt is sick of some of the crap that comes with Rodgers. The question is, and this is how history will judge this regime, especially if Rodgers goes to New York and wins, doesn't even have to win a Super Bowl, but if he goes to New York and wins and the Packers don't, if Jordan Love is mediocre and Matt at best or appreciably worse, and we enter a period of losing that the Packers just struggle to get out of, and they go from one quarterback to the next, like so many teams do. If that happens, history will not judge them very positively.
Talking with Jason Wilde of Wilde and Tausch, Wisconsin State Journal, The Athletic here. On Scalzo and Brust, if the indications are mounting, as Adam Schefter so eloquently put it, of Rodgers going to the Jets, and many believe that that's how this will end, as Mark Murphy kind of told Aaron, we don't want you anymore last week. Why wouldn't he already have made that decision? Homer and I were talking about it earlier. Like, what benefit or what could be happening behind the scenes where if he was into the Jets and the Jets were into him and the Packers were into trading him, what would cause this delay over the last week since Aaron Rodgers met with Woody Johnson and the leadership of the New York Jets?
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys on our drive down to Ballet tonight. And by the way, knock on wood, Debbie Lazaga has done a great job of updating the Milwaukee traffic, but it does look like maybe that accident that was slowing us down on I-43, the backup has at least lessened somewhat from earlier. There was one call in particular, you know, this idea that Rodgers just loves being the center of attention and stuff like that. And my experience with him would say, and I know he's liking tweets and whatever else. My experience with him, though, would be that he really does ponder things really extensively. And just because he might have reservations or there's some cons to the going to New York thing, you know, I don't know. I saw Connor Hughes had a tweet about how there's some players for the Jets that are already expressing to him some apprehension because, you know, why hasn't he just decided to come? Like, what's he waiting for? Is he not that into us? I get that. And there was some, Connor's point was it should concern them about the locker room a little bit. I just would say this, you know, whether it's his life or, you know, let's say some other newspaper or radio station or something else wanted to hire me away. Like, first of all, I'm loyal to Craig and I'm loyal to our station, but let's say that he was sick of me the way the Packers are sick of Rodgers. Like, it doesn't make it any easier to make a huge life-changing decision. And so I think we need to have a little bit of grace, even though he may drive us up the wall, myself included sometimes, to realize that this is a major change. And the fact that the Packers have been so inadvertently or overtly, whichever it's been, public about how they don't want him back, that's got to make it even harder, right? Like, 18 years, and they're talking about you like you're, you know,
Mike White,
TJ Rubley. That can't feel good.
Jason, great stuff as always. Appreciate you, and we will talk to you next week, or maybe sooner. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, big slowdown by Bayshore Mall, just so everybody knows. All right, buddy. All right. Take care. Be good.
What's the other side like? What's the north northbound like? 800-990-3776. That's the number to get into the show. We'll keep talking Aaron Rodgers. Maybe something will happen in the next 10 minutes. Next, it's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
Kids, by the way, baby, best excuse ever. You get out of anything at this point in your
life. What are the best excuses other than like a kid? I heard a good one from someone who lived in Chicago who works with us. He said, railroads.
What?
Not railroads.
What?
Freight trains. Not a lot of freight trains in Wisconsin as much as there is in the Chicago area.
How
lander.
Is an excuse?
Because you get stuck behind the train?
Yeah, if you get stuck behind it and there's nothing you could do.
That's for being late. That's not for entirely not showing up.
It's a good point.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No Brust, Homer of Homer and Tony, weekdays 2 to 4, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Also the greatest follow on Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter at ESPN Homer. Want to give a shout out to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Make this previous winter the last time you give your windows the old saran wrap treatment. Call Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin today. The beauty of getting new windows and doors from Pella is that they're able to customize to match your unique home decor. Trust me, they knocked out some windows, put in beautiful patio doors. You would have thought it was part of the original build. Paint match the whole deal because they will paint, stain, or leave bare whatever you decide looks best for your home. And right now, through the end of the month, get 0% financing for up to 4 years. That's 0% financing for up to 48 months. Check it out, PellaWI.com/radio, PellaWI.com/radio in order to get that deal. Homer, what do you think the split was of the poll on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust? Who does Matt LaFleur prefer is the quarterback for the Packers in 23?
67% Aaron Rodgers. It should be higher, but some people just are mad at Rodgers and they vote against him on everything.
Almost the exact opposite. 66-34, Jordan Love over Aaron Rodgers, 1,000 votes in.
I wish to apologize. I never fully understand the stupidity of people on Twitter. Sorry.
We can agree on that. Thank you, Homer, as always, for jumping in today. Coming up next in Madison, you get the huddle with Alex Strofe and Brad Nortman. In Milwaukee, you get Joe and Amber into Bucks at Kings.